Maybe I've got the wrong end of the stick, but this boo bugged me. I'm going to try and play some of it and give my comments on it and just see what happens.
Driving home from the train station, while I was on the train, I did skim through some of the tweets around Apple's latest release, the iPad, and I must be totally honest with you, I didn't click through to any information other than a TwitPic photograph of what the iPad will look like. All of the feelings I have now for this device comes through, I guess, my opinion of it, which is just from reading tweets, nothing more.
So we've got a review of an iPad based on no use of the iPad, no clicking through to further information of the iPad. And I'm quite appalled, really, because I kind of figured that at Documentally would be putting his hands on things, having a look at things, trying them out, and so on and so forth. And what we've got is a review that is tantamount to somebody reading, I don't know, some kind of novel about religion that is claimed to be heretical or whatever. And it just strikes me as totally bizarre. Totally bizarre. I think at that particular point he was probably on his way back from Pakistan and tired, but I do find it really weird. He goes on. I'm going to pause for a minute until I find the bit that I want to talk about some more.
Apple do something right. Do, you know, release a device that is totally useful straight out of the box. It's not a laptop. I mean, I use my MacBook Pro daily, and I really, really hoped for a device that was going to liberate me from this burden. I am a content creator. Yes, content creators are a small percentage compared to the content absorbers, the people that view a lot of this, and the iPad seems to be directed directly to the majority of people that just want an entertainment device.
And that struck me because I thought, hang on a minute, aren't more and more people becoming content producers? And what is a content producer? Content ranges from fact to fiction to philosophy to religion to politics, any number of things. And a content producer isn't anything in his or her own right other than somebody who publishes their thoughts, their creations, on social media or in the media. I kind of don't like the dichotomy between content producers and content absorbers. I know nothing. I totally hands up. I know nothing about the technology of the iPad. I've only just got my head around using an iPhone. But this idea that content producers are somehow further ahead or further advanced than content absorbers. Surely products that are out there to attract a wider population are going to get more of us sharing our ideas, creativity and opinions and engage with one another, not create this, you know, dual society of some people who have the technical wherewithal to communicate something and those who don't. Admittedly, Documentally does say, you know, he's totally guilty of not reading the reviews, not clicking through to things and so on and so forth. But I did find this a bit disappointing. I'm going to pause again because there was another point that I think I want to pick up on.
The iPad, but can I get excited at Apple's failure once again to deliver? It just seems to be aimed at the man on the street. He's going to walk past and go, "Ooh, that's interesting."
But shouldn't the man on the street walk past and go, "Ooh, that's interesting"? Shouldn't the man on the street start engaging in social media, start engaging in content production? Why does it have to be a product purely for those with the technical knowledge to use it? I'm sorry, Documentally, but I found this quite a disturbing piece of review, to be honest. That's my opinion. You took on Apple. I've taken on you. They're bigger than you are. You're bigger than I am. No doubt somebody somewhere will take me on too. That's all.